you listen to Grilling Guys. It's the weekend. I hope you're getting out and blowing a stink off a little bit. Don't hibernate in the house. You know what? This is that time of year when it's cold out, but the sun shines. So go out and suck up some radiant heat like we've been talking about those hot dogs doing on that Tech Grill. I'm going to be out there a little later helping those Boy Scouts throw down some dogs on their little winter badge quest. Kind of looking forward to that this afternoon. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We've been talking hot dogs. What's next, man?
You know, isn't it funny if you told somebody you were going to do an hour-long show on hot dogs, they'd probably change the channel.
Well, maybe they did. Hello? Hello?
Anybody out there?
Are you out there?
Maybe it's just us. No, I honestly, that's why I was so shocked that my friend in the industry said that the market was static, that it wasn't expanding anymore. Because to me, it's like, I see hot dogs everywhere, but that's because I'm always hanging out in the meat department.
Right.
Right. And there's one hot dog I will not buy, and that's the one that starts with a ball and ends with a park.
Yeah.
That is a
well, not, that's one of those poured ones. Right?
I mean, don't know, Frank, but anything that swells when you cook it,
yeah.
I mean, so what in the heck? That's not meat.
What's in there?
Meat shrinks when you cook it. It doesn't puff up unless
right.
Maybe if you take a flat iron steak that hasn't been properly trimmed, it will swell up. All that collagen on right. top, it will puff up like a puffer
well,
fish.
Maybe there's liquefied collagen in there, right? Who knows? But anyway, you know, and we have our friends in the butcher business that make their own German dogs and stuff. And those are natural casing usually. And those are often a smoked product before you put them on the grill.
Which are traditional for European dogs were typically were smoked. I mean, that's how they did every charcuterie.
But just delicious, you know. So what I'm saying is you don't have to go commercial. If you've got a good butcher shop in your local market, go down there and see what they do for cased meat. And you'll find kielbasas and bratwurst, but you'll also find hot dogs.
Speaking of charcuterie, did they have charcuterie in Chartucky where you grew up?
Are you char-kidding me? Not a chance. Man, we had the poured hot dogs.
That was really
right?
stupid. I'm
that
sorry.
Just, that's going to stick with me, that poured hot dog, man.
Charcuterie. Yeah. I want to talk about building a hot dog bar.
Okay.
And I'm hoping, I probably won't get to this year, but I'm right now scheming and dreaming of redoing my grill area on my back deck because I keep getting more and more products and I'm out of space.
And
my wife throws a fit when I put another grill back there because she wants room for chairs. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, don't people know you can stand and eat?
Yeah. So I'm going to bump out just the kitchen area about 6 or 8 feet, and I'm going to put a roof over the whole thing.
Yep.
So I'm trying to scheme the budget and the time, and that's why I think budget-wise this summer's probably not going to happen. But either way, I want the ability to have a bar there that when I set up my hot dog bar, there's plenty of room for people just to cruise by and really build their food up without having it always go inside.
Right. So almost like if you made it circular, but you had a little access way on one end, one corner where you could go in, and then your grills are all in a U-shape in front of you, and the serving bar is on the back where you came in so people can walk by on the grill, and you just put this little 6x6 or 8x8 pod out there.
Right.
And all your equipment's out there.
I'll have to get you over there because you designed a lot of outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, but those are cool. And so let's talk about what that looks like.
Well,
I mean, bar itself.
Actually, what I was really trying to get down the road to is the actual hot dog bar itself in terms of when you do this at a party, what are you going to put out there for people to build their hot dogs?
Right.
And that's where I really was wanting to go is, you know, when – if you look at Nathan's site, and this made me even hungrier, but when you look at what they do for some of their dogs, I mean, I love kraut on a dog.
Right.
And they do. Their best seller is, he said it, their original sauerkraut and German spicy mustard.
Right.
So that's a killer. They also do like this spicy quesadilla sauce and jalapenos and something else, like, I don't know, slices of avocado on a dog. That sounds kind of cool.
If you've got a good Polish butcher where you get the dogs there, they'll have a kraut derivative called kapusta.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got chopped up little pieces of kielbasa in it, real fine, mixed in. And it's a little bit sweeter
onion,
kraut.
Onion, right. Little red pepper.
Yeah, and it's a little bit sweeter. It's not
sweet.
It's not like sauerkraut.
No.
It's a little bit sweeter. And oh man, does that make just a fabulous topping on a dog?
You're
I know.
Me.
You're wipe your chin, man.
I'm
you're
so
drooling over there.
Stinking hungry.
Yeah, but and then you know the less traditional things. Those little itty bitty hot peppers that are about an inch long. They're pickled. They come in a jar. I don't even know what they're called, but they're yellow, right? And they're not as smoking hot as other ones, but you'll see those on a Chicago dog. Every once in
like
a while.
A yellow version of a bull's horn?
Yeah, I guess. I don't,
bull's horns
like I said,
are red, but
yeah.
same looking thing.
You know, about half the length of your pinky.
Yeah.
One of those.
And now Chicago dogs, when I'm talking about building a hot dog bar, I took a picture of a dog I built for myself, a couple dogs the other night, and I was kind of doing it like a Chicago dog, but I just did like onions, a pickle, and mustard. Now, what you'd have to add to make a true Chicago dog is that hot pepper down the other side of it. And they are wonderful. And I think there's room to be creative here in terms of how you do build those up. But the Chicago dog is very famous. There's chains of restaurants in Chicago. And I can't think of the name of them right now, but when I fly through O'Hare, I used to always go to Wolfgang Puck's for lunch or dinner on my way through. And now I go to one of their little Vienna hot dog Chicago bars.
Sure.
And they're just little carts all over the airport. And for $6, you have a fantastic hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a real traditional Chicago-style hot dog. It's a pepper. It's a pickle. It's onion, mustard, and I'm pretty sure that's about it, and a really good Vienna hot dog inside it. But I guess the other way to do a hot dog bar is, or something else I would want to incorporate would be Skyline Chili,
mm-hmm.
because a good Cincinnati chili is kind of like a Coney. It's like it's its own thing. It's a flavor. It's a profile.
Right.
And anybody who's traveled through Ohio and gone to a Skyline knows what I'm talking about. It's a really awesome flavor, and that's something else you could put in your bar, as well as maybe just a traditional chili.
Right. Put a little slaw on your dog once in a while, a creamy or a vinegar-based slaw. Either one of those, just it's kind of a combination of vegetables and flavorings that really will just snap up a dog and make it just something different than you've ever done. Another mm-hmm. one is, this one's, you know, I've researched a little of this, and the Hawaiian dog seems to be a popular one. I've saw it on 2 or 3 places, but they're putting a little honey mustard on there and maybe some crumbled up bacon and some pineapple and then a relish.
I can't believe you're actually going there.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to clip your man card.
Why?
And it's time for man law.
Now you're a man!
Yes, you are a man, especially if you don't put pineapple on your hot dog. Shame on you. Today's man law. Do not have a conversation at a urinal.
No, you're there for one purpose. You don't need to check out how the weather's doing or how your buddy's doing.
Why creep people out? If you need friends that bad, go in the ladies' room. So anyway, Yeah, scratch that last recipe Jop had about the Hawaiian dog.
All right, man. I'm just telling you.
No, you got to back. Scratch the record on
that
one.
Back that up, huh?
I had to go to a class this week for work at Carrier, and we had a bunch of HVAC contractors there, and it was a plumbing. It was a the hydronics class about boilers and hot water heaters, and they had like 10 pizzas out there. And they were all gone by the end of the night except for the one that was Hawaiian that had pineapple on it. Proves my point. You just can't. Some things you can't do, man.
No,
we're going to let you
no
keep
meat,
your car.
No meat with your pineapple?
No.
All right.
Shame.
Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week, whether you want to learn about pineapple on hot dogs or not. But at the end of the day, get out there and have a good weekend. Fire up a grill or a smoker in your backyard and make some grill envy in your neighborhood. because you can do this stuff year-round. Grilling is not a seasonal sport. So, Barbecue Bob, always good to have you on the show. And listen, everybody, tune in next week. We'll talk to you then.
Layo con Dios. But the past